Weaver was in custody in Anchorage and had been scheduled for a March trial on two counts of possessing a destructive device not registered to him. He was medevaced out of town last July after he injured himself with an improvised explosive device at the borough's rock pit near the airport. On Thursday, Weaver appeared at a change of plea hearing in Anchorage before U.S. District Judge Timothy Burgess. He agreed to plead guilty to one count of possessing a device not registered to him, namely the one he detonated at the rock pit. In a plea agreement with prosecutors, Weaver admitted to making that device with a commercial explosive and other components, taking the explosive to the rock pit and detonating it, injuring himself in the blast. Prosecutors say Weaver told investigating agents he was trying to kill himself, according to court documents in the case. A staff member at the medical center found Weaver lying in a pool of blood just outside the entry to the emergency room that Sunday afternoon. He had injuries to his arms, legs, torso, and face. He was covered in blood and his clothes were shredded. Weaver told the doctor he had been in an explosion, had been blown 8 feet, and had been unconscious for half an hour to an hour before coming to and driving himself to the emergency room. He had significant blood loss and received 4 bags of blood. Police officers found a 5-gallon bucket in Weaver's truck that contained what they later determined was a commercial explosive called Tovex, a modern version of dynamite. Federal law enforcement agents came to town to investigate. They ended up destroying about 50 pounds of Tovex and other explosives material seized from that truck, along with Weaver's shop and storage containers on Cornelius Road south of town. Tovex can be used in construction projects. Normally it comes in 10-pound tubes and requires a license and labeling under federal law. This explosives gel was out of its packaging, unlabeled, and in 5-gallon containers. Weaver told agents he didn't know how those explosives wound up in his storage containers, but thought it had been there for decades. He told agents he was not trying to hurt anyone else but himself. Agents also reported finding small detonation switches in Weaver's pickup truck and on the Cornelius Road property. Those switches could be used to set off an IED. According to court documents, federal agents also found 7 hollowed-out World War II pineapple-style grenade hulls. Officers also found primers and fuses, detonators, and grenade refusing kits. Law enforcement also searched his home on North Nordic Drive. He was arrested August 27th in Tacoma, Washington. In return for the guilty plea on the one count, prosecutors agreed to dismiss the second count. That was for the hand grenades. In court filings, Weaver's attorney, Philip Widener, argued those grenades were, quote, drilled out and deactivated and inoperable, unquote. Weaver agreed to forfeit those grenade parts to authorities. The one count he has pled to has a maximum penalty of up to 10 years in jail and a fine of up to $250,000. Weaver's attorney filed a motion asking that he be released until his sentencing, and the judge approved that with a $25,000 appearance bond for his release. The judge stipulated he not be allowed to travel to Petersburg and only be allowed to travel to the Big Island of Hawaii unless otherwise approved. He's required to wear a GPS tracking device and receive mental health and medical care in Hawaii. That's where he owns property. There's some fear in the community about his release and returning here. The prosecuting attorney, Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Bottini, received letters of concern from community members last year asking that he not be released. In an email to KFSK, Bottini writes that the judge directed probation officers to take Weaver to the airport and watch him board a nonstop flight to Hawaii, where he's supposed to check in with the probation office. A decade before, Weaver was sentenced to jail on assault charges for abusing his wife and threatening her and her brother. The judge in that case ordered him to have no contact with 23 members of the community, including a number of people involved in the case who said they were afraid of him and who helped his wife and family leave town at the time. His wife filed for divorce last year, almost 3 weeks before Weaver's explosion at the rock pit. Sentencing in this case is scheduled for June 16th in Juneau. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.